Medicare-approved prescription discount cards went into effect this week. It's the first step in a massive overhaul of the health plan for seniors. Commentator Merrill Matthews argues there should be more changes in the nation's healthcare system. He says the government ought to make it easier for younger people to get insurance in the first place.
If you are a working-age American with health insurance, you probably get it from an employer. Have you ever wondered why? For 60 years, the U.S. has had an employer-based health insurance system. Today, about 161 million Americans are covered by employer-provided policies. The system grew out of a 1943 IRS ruling that allowed employers to provide health insurance to their workers tax-free as part of their compensation package. While that system may have worked well in the past, it is increasingly becoming an anachronism. People are changing jobs more than ever. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average person will work for 10 employers an average of 3.5 years each over a working life. That's changing jobs, and potentially health insurance, every 3.5 years. The upheaval in benefits and the possibility of having to change doctors can be disconcerting. Workers' unwillingness to make these changes creates what's known as job lock, where they avoid changing jobs because they want to avoid changing health insurance. But what if you could get your health insurance through, say, the National Rifle Association? That's not as far-fetched as it sounds. Millions of Americans currently go through an association that works with an insurance company to provide its members with health insurance coverage. The model here could be AARP, the seniors organization formerly known as the American Association of Retired Persons. It is not well known today, but AARP was started in the 1950s as a way to provide retirees with health insurance. After Medicare became law in 1965, AARP began to offer supplemental coverage, which pays the medical bills that Medicare doesn't pay. But regardless of the type, health insurance has always been one of the organization's primary sources of income. Numerous professional associations, such as the local chambers of commerce and the National Association of the Self-Employed, already offer health insurance to their members. While employees may hold several jobs in their lifetime, they may be in a professional society or a labor union for their entire working career. For many Americans, that would be a more stable source of health insurance. For those who don't belong to a union or a professional association, AAA and the Federation of American Consumers and Travelers also offer coverage. Under the right legislation, it is possible that other groups such as the NRA or the Sierra Club would offer health insurance. Some people will be more devoted to these organizations' causes than their jobs, and are more likely to remain a member for most of their adult lives. Expanding health insurance options just makes sense. The workplace has evolved over the last 60 years. Health insurance needs to evolve as well.
Merrill Matthews is a resident scholar with the Institute for Policy Innovation in Dallas, Texas.